explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Pre-produced at my obelisk in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That set started with New Mount Kimby, a standalone single. It is called Dumb Guitar. After that was A Certain Place, and then potential show winner Jam City, featuring What? The hits just keep coming after that. It was Spotlight from Born at Midnight. It is nice to hear David Carrier back on vocals. It is the most Paula-sounding song of theirs. That song is nominated as well, and it was followed by Doohickey Cubicle, who are in the thick of it. They were followed by the candied Tame Impala song by the Holy Drug Couple, and then potential show winner Daisies, D-A-Z-I-E-S, with Make It to Midnight, and that was the soft rock ballad. I'm going to call Jam City show winner. It's a really cool song, and I never play stuff like that. After Daisies was J.W. Francis, and then a really cool song from Biff, that's Biff with three Fs. And then it was Mount Vice, BB Club, Pax, and then Zune, remixed by Yonatan Gat. From there it was Melt with two Ts, Chano and Lucci, and then the set finished up with Westalaken. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cjsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. I'm basically done. I have three more up next at 8. It's the Art Show, unless it is Thursday, in which case the Blurred Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening.
So the towns you said, yes, I wanted.